At the Carnegie Museum of Art, a 17-foot LED screen displays what looks like a video game in progress. But there's no one playing. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez investigates.
When Ian Cheng was first making animations, he found himself obsessing over minuscule details.
And so I started to think about or hallucinate what it might be to make art where you as an artist lose control.
This train of thought led him to his current focus, digital simulations. His most recent piece is called Emissary Sunsets the Self. Cheng populated the simulation's landscape with three kinds of characters, each coded with different levels of artificial intelligence. An orange blob called the Emissary wants to expand itself. It's constantly taking control of plant-like organisms called worm leaves, making them move and arrange in larger structures. This causes conflict with a group of easily startled humanoids called Umen, who feed on the worm leaves and look and sound a little like meerkats. Cheng's goal is to make artwork that feels alive, that can learn and grow.
Trying to make an artwork that's truly sentient and really looks back at you and really takes on the influence of the viewer.
His work will be exhibited at the Carnegie Museum of Art through January. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.